And halftime continues here for the Wildcats season opener against the McKendree Bearcats. I'm joined now by Wildcats senior defensive lineman, John McMullen. Now, John, back for your sixth year with the program, coming off your first mostly healthy season since your freshman year. Tell us a bit about your off-season grind and what it took to get ready for another campaign.
Well, first I want to start out by saying it's a blessing. I think I'm in a good position right now just based off of how I prepared in the off-season. Like, at the end of the season last year, I had a few mental side like notes that I was just taking that I would take into the off season and every day, and I was just like focusing on beating the day. Every day I would just take another step forward rather than trying to look too far into the future, and I felt like that got me to the point where I'm at right now.
And the defense as a whole got to a much better point. Last season, the Wildcats defense posted the best statistics that the program's defense had seen since 2010 as a unit. What has being such an integral part of that turnaround meant to you? And what are your expectations for this defensive unit this season?
Man, it don't change. Ever since I got here, I had the same mentality. I felt like defense win games. When you start out the game, you set the tone at the very beginning. That's pretty much how it goes throughout the game. You have ups and downs, and you got to make adjustments here and there, but really it depends on how you approach the game and then how you allow your teammates to come together and just get through it.
Last season was your first playing more than four games since your freshman year, and accordingly, you balled out. You finished second in the conference in sacks. You made the all-conference second team. That said, what are your goals for yourself this season? What is the ceiling, if there is one, for John McMullen?
I try not to set too many personal goals. I think it's more of a team sport, so I try to push myself to be the best that I can for the team, and then whatever comes with it, it just be that. Because I feel like once you get too much into the personal side, you take away from the assignment, because like from the defense perspective, everybody has to be in their gap doing their assignment for it to work. And if you got somebody out there that's being too personal and looking for, like, you know what I'm saying, stats and different things like that, I feel like it just ends up going bad. So I try to focus on the team's success.
That's very well said. And you had mentioned during the GLIAC Media Day last month, your experience playing offensive line in high school has given you insight into the mentality of what it's like to be on the other side of the ball. How has that experience playing on the O-line helped you better attack offensive linemen now at the collegiate level?
Because I know, like, on the offensive side of the ball, you could win the majority of the blocks throughout the game. But if you give up one or two plays that just turn into big plays, for me, I feel like it's a loss on the day. And after those first couple times where you beat them, they start playing in your game rather than you playing in theirs. And then they're having problems. They're just thinking about, like, man, what is he going to do next? And they're taking away from their own game at that point. So I feel like that gave me an advantage. But at the same time, I think it's just all about the approach, though, like the energy levels, it's like setting it up mentality, and that's something that my coach preach on a lot. He just say, start the game the same way that you're going to finish it from the first play to your last play.
So after having worn jerseys number 95 and 50 here at Northern, you've settled in now on number 5. Was there any significance to that choice? Was it assigned to you, or is it a matter of indifference?
I just thought it looked cool.
Sometimes it really is as simple as that, huh?
No, yeah, I had 50 in high school. I came here, I got 50, and then one of the seniors left on the year that I was going to come back and play, 2019, coming off the season that I didn't play. And I just seen the opportunity, I took it.
So walk us through your pregame routine. Do you have any rituals or superstitions to help you get your mind right for the game?
I listen to Notorious B.I.G., Juicy. That one, I listened to Rihanna a couple times. I forgot the name of it, but me and my roommate was talking about it last night. Or I like Inky Johnson, Ray Lewis, and Eric Thomas, their motivational videos.
Excellent choices. So, John, thank you so much for your time. Before I go, I let you go, I just have one more question for you, and that is, would you rather be the hero or the villain and make the game-saving sack at home or on the road?
Probably the villain. I think that away game, especially like if it's down to the wire and everybody's just like standing on their toes, just waiting on the next play, probably that. But I mean, it's exciting either way though. So if I get that opportunity, I'm definitely going to take advantage of it.
Well, I hope if that opportunity arrives, you get the chance to seize it. John, thank you so much for your time and best of luck to you and the guys out there against the Bearcats tonight.
All right, thanks for having me.
Wildcats senior D lineman, John McMullen. More after this as halftime continues on the Wildcats Sports Network.